Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It was a dramatic day, to say the least, at the trial of Donna Adelson. We're going to break down Wendy's testimony. There was other testimony today that was also wow. But we're gonna keep ourselves over here in the Wendy box for today and try and go through what unfolded. It was nothing short of explosive. We are going to hear Wendy on the stand admitting that Charlie joked about a hitman, that she was on the phone with him for 18 minutes right in the window when Dan was murdered, and that the very TV tied to that hitman joke became her alibi on the morning of the killings. We'll walk through her reaction at the crime scene, the roadblock, her decision to change her children's names to Adelson while skipping their father's funeral, and her stunning admission that she hasn't spoken to her mother, Donna, since late 2023, a mother who pressured her to back Charlie and who once called relocation a matter of life and death. Perhaps most damning of all, Wendy herself once pointed suspicion at her own family during her police interview. This is a testimony that lays bare the Adelson family dynamic, or what is left of it, and how far Donna's influence has reached. And there is a lot to unpack in all of this. There are new pieces that are coming out today and that we are learning about the Adelson family and their dynamics. But let's start with a little view from the courtroom itself. Let's start with taking a look specifically at Wendy's issues with Dan. Keep in mind, Wendy was saying, you know, I want this to be a good relationship, parenting wise, and da 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 da. Obviously, it didn't turn out all that well. This is Wendy being confronted with her own words of what she had referred to Dan about. Keep in mind, Wendy's not on trial, but this is what she had to say on the stand.
At the time of Dan Markell's murder, was the defendant, your mother, very angry at Dan Markell?
Before he died?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And you hated him too, right?
At certain points, I was very frustrated with him.
Did you refer to him as an STD?
I don't remember saying that.
Tab 5.
It looks like I need that analogy.
Danny is an STD. One wrong mistake, marrying him, and this will never go away. Is that what you said?
I did.
And did you share that kind of sentiment with your mother?
I don't remember ever saying that, so I don't think it's something I said very often.
And this was said in an email on February 26th of 2013, correct?
It was.
Approximately 17 months before the murder?
Yes. I don't think it was an email, though. It looks like it was sort of an iMessage.
Okay. Did you ever refer to your ex-husband as the Dark Lord?
I don't remember saying that, but I certainly might have.
Well, did you refer to your ex-husband as Gibbers?
I did.
What is the meaning of Gibbers?
Gibbers was just a silly name that a friend helped me come up with to basically make him feel less scary. It was nonsense.
Did it reference Jew in boots?
That I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a friendly name, right?
It was a silly name.
It was an anti-Semitic
name. Did you ever say
name?
That you hated Dan Markell?
I don't remember saying it, but I certainly could have.
Tab 31, please, to refresh your memory.
I said that I hate him in this moment.
Okay. And did you say in that email, that same email, quote, I hate that I hate my children's dad?
I did.
And you agree that email was sent approximately 15 months before Mr. Markell was murdered?
It was in April of 2013.
Yes, ma'am. No approach with what I've marked.
I don't know what's going on with Wendy's hair today.
It's very cute, I think. Her eyebrows are on point.
57.
Or is that Botox?
What could be?
It looks like they don't think they're moving.
Gibbers nickname. Did you have that nickname stored in your cell phone as Dan Markell's contact name?
They did.
I'm trying to show you these exhibits and ask if they're fair and accurate. Contacts, 56A. Who is that a contact for? You know.
It's my mom's phone number, so that would have been, it's a picture of Ben as a little guy.
Are we getting a double feedback on this at all? It sounds a little.
Yes.
For mom at that time.
Yes.
And 56D.
That's my dad.
That's his phone number?
It is.
C.
That's my brother.
Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, your phone number for him at that time?
Yes.
And then 57, is that the contact you have in there for your ex-husband, Dan Markell?
Yes.
Okay, this time I asked him the evidence, 56 and 57.
All right, so I think we've seen a good chunk of Wendy there talking about, you know, she wasn't on the best terms. And that's, you know, it's understandable. Like, a lot of people go through divorces. It's not always going to be a fun and everyone's wonderful and they're a lovely human being type thing.
Really?
So I'm not that concerned about the, you know, the comments that she made about, you know. What would be more concerning is how much Donna leaned into them. And Donna went into this not so much of, you know, a healing force, but more of a, yes, let's get this rage up a little bit more. Let's pour a little gasoline on this shit. And that seems to be, you know, what Donna did. Wendy described that Donna talked about relocation, not just in terms of, oh, I'd really love to see the kids more. It's more like life and death. Let's take a look at this.
What about Charlie? Was he outraged by the court's decision?
I honestly don't remember him being outraged.
But to your mom, it was a big deal.
My mom was really upset.
Yeah. It was described by your mom in several places as like a life and death proposition. Do you agree with that?
yeah, I think my mom thought my life in Tallahassee wasn't good.
And who was for that to decide?
Right.
Is it true that you never would have left Dan Markell without your mom's suggestions?
Overruled, she may answer the question based on her own knowledge.
I would have left Danny regardless of anyone else's input. I was very unhappy.
Did you ever write that you would have never left him without your mom's suggestions?
I don't remember saying that.
Please refer to tab 41.
Yes.
Well, good thing we got this.
Yeah, we got the goods, honey.
Doesn't remember a lot of things. She's got her mom's memory.
Not helpful, is it? Ruh-roh.
I do say here I wouldn't have done it on my own.
Okay. Gosh, what does that mean?
You specifically reference your mom?
I say my parents and brothers' suggestions and support.
Okay.
I think because I wasn't happy, but part of me thought maybe I would just stay until the kids grew up.
That checks. Tony's laughing.
One moment, I've lost my place a little bit. All right, I think you already testified you did not offer your mom your divorce petition to edit. Is that your testimony?
Sorry.
Did you send your divorce petition to your mother to assist you in editing it?
I don't remember doing it.
And
did your mom also pretend to be you to Mercer University to help you complete your divorce affidavit?
I have no memory of that.
Got a little pop out here of this email from your mom. Obviously, I pretended to be you contacting these financial institutions. Is that something that she would normally do on your behalf? Pose as you?
I had very little understanding or involvement of my financial situation. And so that might have been an account that my dad had created for me or that had like co-signatory authority. So
Jesus Christ, you're a freaking adult.
She's an attorney, right?
Grow up.
She's an attorney. Am I correct on this?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe she's a professor. I could be wrong. You can look it up.
I thought she had a law license.
I don't know. We got to look it up. She does.
Okay. This sounds like somebody needs to investigate her.
No, I mean, these are like excuses like a high school girl is going to give. Where were you out last night so late? You know, I mean, it's these. Holy shit. Well, here's the problem with investigating her. She can say anything on the stand right now with immunity. So if she wants to let some stuff out right now, she should let some stuff out right now, because that's where it can't. She can throw a lot out right now that if we're to be brought out in a different setting, could be very damning. But if she can reference it back to this came out in court here this way, can't use it.
This has to harm her reputation immensely.
Oh, come on. She doesn't have a reputation anymore.
Well, anymore.
It's not like this is like, it's not like, oh, gee, this seems a little weird over here with Wendy. It's stunning just how involved mom continued to be in these children's lives well into adulthood. These people would have been in like at least their 30s when this stuff was going down. They have kids, they have families, they have careers, they have businesses, they have degrees, they have life, and mom's posing as you.
What is going on in your life that your mother is so entrenched in everything that you do, and including, you don't want mom parsing through your divorce decree to find things that irritate her. You know what I mean?
I don't think there was any other way with these folks. I think this was all so normal for them, and none of this seemed odd. It seems odd to us.
Well, it's the boiling frog metaphor.
I think within the dynamics of the Adelson family, this is just how business is done.
Yeah.
And it's looked as well. Why don't you have me and your father look at this, or me look at this? Or, you know, we're looking out for you. I mean, and that's the whole thing. Looking out. Like, no, you're trying to control people. Mm-hmm. Like you got the whole family against her husband. And then she decided, oh, I should probably not be here because my enmeshed family says this is a bad idea.
You know, can you imagine trying to date in this family? Oh, my God.
I'm glad that one got away and he seems to know what he was dealing with. His testimony is striking. And we're not going to listen to that one today, but we'll get to it at some point. Donna had a lot of contempt, for Dan. And it was even more, brutal than just, you know, Wendy's understandable contempt going through a divorce. This is like, why are you so angry? Oh, because he has a life and he has children and his children are his priority and your priority is yourself. Here's some of Donna's repeated insults looked like toward Dan, according to Wendy.
Did your mom ever call Dan Markell any disparaging names around this time frame?
She did.
Okay. Including piece of shit?
Yes.
I'm good with that.
Asshole?
Yes.
I'm good with that.
A narcissist?
Yes.
A bully?
Yes.
A bastard?
Yes.
Did your mom help you prepare for your meetings with your divorce lawyer?
My mom offered help, but I don't think I needed help preparing for meetings with my divorce lawyer.
Who was your divorce lawyer?
Kristen Adamson.
Your mom, in an email dated January 9th, 2013, indicates that she thinks the job opportunities that you had in South Florida was a major bargaining chip in your divorce. Did you agree with that?
Did I agree with it at the time?
Yes.
I don't remember.
And she did a lot of work sort of making arguments to that point, didn't she?
I believe so.
And did you forward your correspondence with your lawyer to your mother?
I did.
Publishing 64. I'm going to skip to Jay. She wanted to be kept informed, right?
Yes.
Your mom mentions, see if I can find it. This is 64G. Your South Florida legal team. She will try to remember to discuss things with your South Florida legal team. Who was that?
I think she was jokingly referring to herself.
Oh, she's the South Florida legal team.
I don't know who else it would have been. I think that's why there's a smiley face. I think it was a joke.
Okay. More questions for your upcoming hearing with your attorney. Did you forward your mom's questions or ask your mom's questions when you met with your attorney?
Probably not all of them, but if there was something that I thought was useful, I probably forwarded it or had a conversation about it.
And here you can see in paragraph 2, your mom referred to Dan Markell as Gibbers as well, right?
It was a silly name, yep.
Okay. Let's go to the order denying your petition to relocate. Was your mom aware that the order was filed?
Yes.
Okay. And this is language from the order denied with prejudice, meaning you can't re-raise it, right?
Right. You can't refile.
And your mom wanted to fight the decision, didn't she?
She did.
Did you feel railroaded by her in this email where she's kind of bullying you to keep fighting?
Please rephrase your question.
Did you feel railroaded by your mother?
No.
Okay, but she wants you to continue to take action.
It was denied. I wasn't taking any more action.
Not any more legal action.
I was not taking any more action of any kind.
Didn't your mom have some other ideas for some other actions that could happen?
She did.
She did want to take it to an appeal. Do you remember that?
Actually, I don't remember, but
that's on tab 43 of your binder.
Yes, I see.
Okay, but she also wanted to develop this plan of action that could be implemented between the time you learned of the relocation denial and your final hearing in court to maybe strong arm Mr. Markell into agreeing to the relocation. Do you remember that email?
Yes.
Okay, and she had some ideas for how to do that, right?
Yes.
And she said Gibbers hasn't beaten the Adelson family yet. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what was her plan of action? What did she suggest you could do to get Dan Markell to relent and let you take his kids to South Florida?
She suggested that I pretend.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not even micromanaging. That's macromanaging.
The suggestions that she has, like, go take pictures of the kids in front of the Christian church.
Yeah, that's
what the hell. There's another aspect to this. I'm trying to understand the Donna Adelson angle of it. Of what she had said. Donna suggested that if Americans could be dropped behind enemy lines in World War II wearing Nazi uniforms to get the job done, then Wendy should be willing to put on an act in her custody battle.
Ouch. Ouch.
She pushed it further, saying even if Wendy dressed her kids up in Hitler Youth uniforms, she wouldn't care as long as it scared Dan Markell and showed him he wasn't in control. This is a monster.
Yeah.
Let's keep listening.
The acting training?
No.
Do you know why your mom would Google how to teach an actress emotion?
I don't. I don't know.
Did she ever share with you or forward you any tips on how to bring emotion or fake emotion?
Not that I remember of any kind.
Which you truly don't remember shit so far, so that right. Doesn't hold
what
up.
What about a financial offer? Was that part of it as well?
Yes.
What was the financial offer to be?
I think it was $1 million.
Who was going to pay the $1 million?
My mom, my dad, and my brother.
And they were going to pay $1 million. You didn't have to pay any of it?
I don't remember having to pay any of it.
Okay. And they were going to give Dan Markell $1 million for what?
So that I could relocate.
Okay. Did you ever make that offer to Dan Markell?
No.
To your knowledge, did anyone make it to him?
I don't think so.
Would it have worked?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so. Well, I'm going to guess it's a big no. I'm going to guess he turned that down and then take control from him.
Yeah.
She's all about getting control from Dan Markell, right?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Bingo.
And you told her this was, these ideas were crazy, didn't you?
I did.
Mom, you're nuts.
I will not be introducing my children to Christianity. I truly believe it will backfire.
As the counsel testified, sustained, please make sure you're asking open-ended questions to the witness, Ms. Kaplan.
I'm reading from State's Exhibit 64B, which is in evidence.
Please proceed.
Did you say it would backfire?
Yes, those are my words.
And what did you mean by backfire?
I don't remember, but I can read there below what I was saying.
Did it have to do with this will give him ammunition to pursue things in court?
I might have meant that at the time.
Did your mom respect your decision not to use her suggestions?
I mean, she had to have, right? I'm a grown up.
So you, oh, you are?
No, you're not acting like one.
I don't think that's ever quite occurred.
She kept pushing, though, didn't she?
She was suggesting other ideas.
Okay.
Suggesting
January
ideas.
January 27th, 2013, email 64W. Charlie brought up a good point when he said that Americans were dropped behind enemy lines during World War II wearing Nazi uniforms to get what they wanted. They had a job to get done, and they did what they needed to do to accomplish it. You have a job to get done and a very short time frame to accomplish it. If you dressed your kids up in Hitler Youth uniforms and brought them down here, I could care less if it was an act of defiance and would show gibberish.
Holy shit.
That he's not in control.
I hope someone sets Donna's hair on fire.
That to you?
Yes.
Literally.
Well, I think she's setting her own self on fire at this point.
Oh my God. A monstrous bitch.
This is some bad stuff.
This is why folks like this, these narcissistic mothers, there's so many folks like this in the world. There's so many matriarchs like, and there's men that are do the same thing too, but there's so many like this that everybody's looks, oh, well, they're just kind of eccentric. They're this.
Yeah.
They're this shit. And they will go to any lengths possible if they have the means. They will only be stopped by their means. Mm-hmm. And she had means.
Well, $1 million? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. She felt privileged. She felt that she had resources to do whatever she needed to do for whatever plan she had.
Oh, period. My God.
You know, the rest of us out there, we don't have $1 million to throw around. We are limited.
Yeah, well, you pull it all from your family, and then we're going to give him this. Grandma's also, of course, as all great grandmothers do that have the interest of their grandchildren at heart, is poisoning the minds of her grandchildren, trying to get the very children that he fathered and brought into this world to turn against him. Because, you know, Grandma doesn't like him, and that's what should happen. Let's take a listen.
Do you recall a motion being filed by Dan Markell that we referred to as the grandma motion?
No.
Did Dan Markell in March 26th of 2014 file a motion seeking to preclude your mother from having unsupervised contact with your kids?
I don't remember him filing that motion, but it sounds like if it's a motion you have a name for, then it exists.
And in that motion, do you recall, or does it refresh your memory, that he was saying grandma, you know, that the boys were telling him, grandma says you're stupid, grandma says she hates you, and as a result, he was concerned about your mom alienating the kids or turning the kids against him?
I remember hearing about this motion.
Okay. And that is a motion that was never got to be heard, right?
That was part of the motion to enforce the settlement agreement.
Which was never heard.
Which was never heard.
Because he was killed.
Because, yes.
Look at Donna.
Funny how that happens.
And do you remember why you didn't forward your mom the actual motion that was filed in reference to that?
I don't.
Well, it wasn't her business.
If you will check tab, see if you can find tab 98 in the back there, please.
I have tab 98.
Okay. Does it refresh your recollection as to the question, which is, where was your mom on the day that the relocation was filed, which for your reference was 3/26/14?
So this email is from 3/25/14.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like my parents were coming up. It says coming on Thursday. And this was written Tuesday the 25th. So my guess is that they were coming on Thursday the 27th.
And wasn't their practice to typically stop in Orlando and spend the night on the trip up to Tallahassee?
I don't remember.
Okay. The allegations that are laid out in Dan Markell's motion were sent to you in an email before the motion was ever filed. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, no.
I'm publishing 64AA, a December 16th, 2013 email. This email indicates that Dan Markell is going to be introducing a major issue, grandparental alienation. This will be part of our ongoing effort to resolve outstanding issues, but basically at the bottom there, Ben announced to me, ABBA. What does ABBA mean?
It's Abba. It means father in Hebrew.
Father, grandma says you're stupid. Okay, and he details a couple, I think it's three different instances in which his boys have told him that grandma, your mother, has told them that you're trying to take my sunshines away. She hates you. That sort of thing. Does this refresh your memory at all about those allegations?
It does.
Okay. And this email, you did forward this email to your mother. Do you recall that?
I don't recall that, but I it makes sense that I would have.
And your mom responded to it, or someone responded to it. Wow. Do you remember that?
I was shown that email yesterday.
Okay. And you forwarded that email not only to your mom, but to a total of 12 different people. Do you remember that?
I remember being very surprised that he was trying to accuse a member of the Florida Bar of fraud and going to all these lengths to avoid paying money that he owed me.
Okay. And is that the reason why you sent it to the 12 people?
It was pretty shocking what he was doing.
Being offended that your mom is turning the kids against their own father? That's, I would say, having the kids dress up in Hitler Youth outfits and standing outside a synagogue or something might be a little more shocking.
Well, if I take your pick, what's offensive to you at this point? All of it. Should be all of it.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. Like, this is all news. Like, oh, these things happened to me in my life? I didn't know that.
What, 10, 12 years ago?
Oh, I don't know about that. I feel these poor kids. They're teenagers. They're it's driving age-ish, if not about to be. And I can't imagine their opinions of their family.
Yeah.
All I can say is it gets better. Run as far and fast as you can from these people, including mom. because this is some dark stuff you got going on here with your family. You can't pick them. I know that.
No, but you can actually, once you realize
you have agency.
Once you realize how dysfunctional your family is, you do have a choice. You can either be immersed in that toxicity, or you can say, you know what? It ain't worth it. And I am walking the fuck away.
It's all being very much laid out for them here. Wendy admitted that, you know, the hitman joke. We've heard about this before. We've heard Wendy talk about this before. Charlie made a joke about, I should get you, I got you this TV because it's cheaper than a hitman. And it didn't age well.
Well, and can I interject something here? So I've alluded to it before. I'm kind of going through, I wouldn't say similar, but I'm going through a divorce at the moment, and it's very fresh and very new. I've said some things, not doing anything, but there, you know, when you're angry, you say some things.
Sure.
I'm going to say that because divorce, and depending on what the reasons are for divorce, you could be fueling some anger.
Yeah.
So people say things. I get that. I, you know, you can hear me over here snickering.
But this is Charlie saying it. This is not her saying it. Let's go to the clip.
Fair to say during the year or so leading up to Mr. Markell's murder that your brother did not like him?
I think that's fair to say.
Did your brother joke about hiring a hitman to kill Dan Markell?
He did make that joke.
What was the joke specifically?
My brother had bought me a TV as a divorce present, and he would make the joke that the TV was cheaper than hiring a hitman.
Did you ever tell Jeffrey Lacasse about that joke?
I may have mentioned that joke to Jeff Lacasse.
Who is that?
Jeff Lacasse was someone that I dated after Danny and I got divorced.
Had he met your parents?
I think he may have met them once, not in any kind of formal way. Just my parents were visiting and he might have said hi, something like that.
Did your parents express any opinion about him, whether they liked him or not?
I don't remember them really taking notice of him.
Do you remember sending a text back in May 28th of 2014 that saying, quote, my parents are not into him, referring to Jeff?
I don't remember sending that text.
On the morning of the murder, did you have an appointment at your residence on Aqua Ridge?
I did.
What was the nature of that appointment?
I had an appointment with the Geek Squad. There were some vertical lines on the TV. I didn't know if maybe one of my kids had tapped it or touched it, but it wasn't working. And so I had an appointment, and they were scheduled to come sometime between 8 and 12.
And was that the TV that was the same TV that your brother joked he got you as a divorce present
because it was
cheaper than hiring a hitman?
Yes.
The irony on that. I don't think it has anything to do with the murder. I just think the irony is priceless.
I need some clarification on something. Maybe you can help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you, Tony and Todd. So in divorce, are there gifts? Do you register somewhere? Because she's mentioning she got a TV as a divorce gift.
Oh.
Where do I sign up for this shit?
Yeah, I don't think.
Is there a registry online somewhere?
I can't say I've ever gotten divorce gifts.
News to me.
Yeah.
Somebody fill me in the comments, would you?
I don't think it's a super common thing that, that divorce gifts are given out. But the irony I just find... it's undeniable. Had dinner, and you know, as you do when you're at a nice restaurant, you just, you know, projectile vomit at the table. Wendy did.
Yeah.
And, it was when Charlie was having a celebratory dinner after Dan died. Let's hear about that.
Did you go to a dinner after the murder of Dan Markell in which you vomited at the table?
It was several weeks until I felt ready to leave my apartment. I was very, very scared.
So you did that happen?
It did happen.
Okay. And that was at a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm. It was at a restaurant.
Who was present at that dinner?
It was my brother and me.
And where was the dinner?
It was
South Florida or here?
It was South Florida.
Okay. And you said it was several weeks after the murder?
I believe so.
Had you ever heard Charlie, your brother, refer to that dinner as a celebratory dinner?
Only in previous trials, but never to me personally.
Did you hear him say it the night that you had the dinner or after that?
No.
That you threw up at the celebration?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weird reaction to have.
It just, is.
Unless you're, you know, physically ill, like there's something wrong. You have a bug. You got to this, you got to that. It's weird to be going to a celebratory dinner for the death of your ex-husband, the father of your kids.
It almost has a Corey Richens feel to it because didn't she have a big party?
Yeah, the next day.
Yeah, correct. That's what that conjures up in my brain.
Yeah. It's how narcissists operate.
Yeah.
The TV repairman, like we said, that arrived the same time Dan was killed, which is just, the irony is insane. Wendy, her actions that day were a little weird, too. And keep in mind, this is not a trial of Wendy Adelson. This is a trial of Donna Adelson. But the actions one takes when you're, you know, seeing a bunch of police outside of the home of your ex, you know, where your kids are supposed to be and all of that, let's take a look at that.
Do you remember the time frame that the repairman was at your house on the morning of the murder?
I remember more or less. I feel like he came, I think it was, he was supposed to come sometime between 8 and 12, and he came on the early side. Because I just remember being surprised and trying to get dressed really fast.
Okay. And Dan Markell was killed between 8 and 12, right?
We know he was. That now.
Who paid the repairman that came to your house?
I think he was under contract. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a strong memory of that, but I don't remember paying him. It's possible that I did.
I want to ask you a few more questions about Mr. Lacasse. You said you might have mentioned the joke to him about TV's cheaper than a hitman. Did you ever use the term TV as code for the murder in any context?
No.
Did you ever hear your mom do that other than the recordings in this case?
No.
So she didn't talk to you about the TV?
No.
Did you see Mr. Lacasse, and you said that was somebody that you had been dating around the time of the murder, is that right?
We had broken up just before that week that Danny was killed.
All right. Did you have an occasion to see him on July 13th of 2014, so just about a week before the murder at your residence?
I don't remember him being at my residence, but I do remember seeing him around that time.
Okay. And on July 13th, 2014, do you remember asking to share something in confidence with Mr. Lacasse?
I don't remember doing that.
Did you tell Mr. Lacasse in the context of if something were to happen to Danny, I could move back to Miami? Did you tell Lacasse that regarding the relocation battle in the summer of 2013, Charlie had, seriously, not as a joke, explored all options to resolve the problem, including hiring a hitman?
I did not have that conversation with Jeff Lacasse.
Uh-oh.
And I think you said the week before, but wasn't it actually about, I think it was 4 days before the murder, you sent an email to Mr. Lacasse? You remember that email, bump in the road?
I remember telling him I didn't want to have contact with him anymore. I don't remember exactly what date I sent it, but it, whatever date Sunday or Monday of that week would be, would have been around when I sent it.
Does this refresh your memory at all?
It does.
Okay. And so you weren't officially breaking up with him so much as asking for a certain period of time without contact. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Okay. And then your plan was to reach back out to him and figure things out one way or the other?
I mean, I think I was breaking up with him, but I have a strong aversion to conflict. So this was probably my way of not breaking up with him without breaking up with him.
Okay.
You have a strong aversion. I wonder why that is.
Back to the day of the murder. We know about the TV repairman left about, did you say about 9?
The truth is I don't really remember, but, you know, something like 9 or 10.
Definitely before 10 or by 10.
Yes, that's my best memory.
All right. Where did you go after the TV? What was the next place you went after the TV repairman left?
So I was home, I think, for a couple of hours first. I was doing a little bit of work. I was talking to some friends. I think I ate breakfast. And then I left probably close to noon or a little bit after noon. I was meeting 2 friends who I would frequently meet on a Friday to have lunch with. And so I went to run a few quick errands and then meet them for lunch.
And on your way to meet the friends, did you have an occasion to go down Trescott?
I was trying to turn down Trescott. That's where I used to turn and take just the road I was used to. But there was yellow tape up. And so when I tried to turn, I couldn't turn. So I made a 3-point turn and
she's getting a little
kept
nervous.
Going on Centerville.
She has hit
so
the
you
mic
encountered
with
a police roadblock at that location.
Yes.
Okay. Couldn't go any further because there was a police car and some yellow tape, right?
Right.
And that was, you were able to see that from the intersection there, or you actually turned onto Trescott?
I tried to turn and then I couldn't go through. So I turned around and kept going.
How far down Trescott did you proceed before you turned around?
Just until the tape.
Okay.
Just until the tape. You didn't think maybe I should call my ex-husband. Maybe I should figure out what the hell's going on. Let's talk to Charlie.
Yeah.
For 18
Somebody
minutes
knows
about all of this. She admitted that she had an 18-minute phone call with Charlie at 9:30 a.m. right there in the murder window. Let's take a look at that.
On the morning of the murder?
I did.
And does an 18-minute conversation at 9:30 a.m. that day sound correct?
It does.
Do you remember the nature of that conversation?
I do. I didn't purchase the TV, so I didn't know how much the TV cost. And so I called him to find out if it made more sense to get the TV repaired or buy a new TV, because I didn't know what the delta was there.
Okay. Can you tell the jury one way or the other for sure whether you mentioned Dan Markell's travel plans to Charlie during that 18-minute phone call?
I can't say for sure, but I don't see why I would have brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot that happened that morning and a lot that Wendy doesn't remember and a lot that just looks really icky, the stuff that she does remember. And what looks even ickier, I guess, would be the fact that your kid's dad is murdered. And then you decide, you know what? You know, right after this, right after they're trying to cope with this and, you know, remember their dad and have fond memories and think of the good times, because there was no history of abuse here. There was nothing bad about Dan Markell. There's no like, oh, we got to rescue these children. No, the monster here are the Adelsons. Those are the monsters in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? Well, let's change your last name. Let's change your name that you were given now back to Adelson. It gets even worse. Oh, your dad who just died? We're not going to take you to the funeral.
To me, that feels like the biggest violation of all. I mean, the whole thing is a violation. Don't get me wrong. But once it's happened, that is a huge violation for these kids. Huge.
Yeah, let's take a look at that.
And did you change your children's names after Dan Markell was killed?
About a year after I did.
In what way did you change their names?
I changed their last name and I changed my older son's middle name.
Okay. And you changed their last name from Markell to what?
To mine.
Adelson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start by asking you about this email dated July 3rd, 2014. What is this?
This is the, it looks like an electronic invitation for my dad's 70th birthday.
An Evite, right?
Yes.
And who sent the invitation to you?
Well, it looks like it's through the postmark.
I mean, who sent the party invitations out?
I don't remember if I helped with the Evite or if my mom did it. So I don't know if I sent it to myself or if it's from my mom.
Would you have sent it to yourself?
I am a little better with tech stuff than my parents, so I might have helped them put together an Evite.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Who does it say is the host of the party?
Oh, my mom's the host. You asked who sent the email, and I didn't remember. So my mom is the host of the party for my dad.
And to whom is the party invitation sent?
It's sent to me and my two children.
Okay. And this was sent on July 3rd, 2014, before the murder, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then back up just a little bit here. This email, do you recognize this one? Are you able to read it okay on your screen?
I can read it okay.
All right. Who sent this email?
This is from, it says my mom, but it says Harvey Adelson. So again, I don't know which parent it's from.
Okay. Would, if it was from Harvey Adelson, would he say Lincoln is going to be attending Shabbat with his grandpa, Harvey Adelson?
I mean, it seems more likely somebody else would have written with his grandpa, but I don't know. I kind of write those things sometimes, like Lincoln will attend something with his mom and say my name. I know it's awkward to say it in the third person, but I don't think it's impossible.
Okay. But this reference to Lincoln Adelson did happen prior to the legal name change, correct?
Yes. No, I from the beginning, I was scared when I put them in school. And so I didn't legally change their name until a year after, but I was socially using my name for them.
And did that start as soon as their dad was killed?
No, it started when I had to register them for school.
And your mom helped with the registrations as well, didn't she?
I think I did the registrations myself.
What about here for flag football? Did your mom assist with that?
It looks like she did. There were some after-school activities.
Okay. And she registered your child under the last name Adelson, right?
Yes.
Where was Dan Markell buried?
In Toronto.
Were you or your children in attendance at his funeral?
No.
That makes me sick. That makes me absolutely sick. I don't understand that.
Well, they won their battle. They don't have empathy. They got what they wanted.
Yeah, but they have an appearance to put on at this point because
I think they were riding high. I think they thought, you know, because at that point in time, nobody was really the wiser at that moment. Nobody's arrested yet. Nobody's going after this person or that person at that moment. I think they were kind of high on their horse, honestly, where they thought, oh, okay. And when you think when you're too overconfident in yourself, that's when you start screwing things up. And that's, I think what, what happened. I found this interesting because, you know, this the enmeshed family here that we've talked about, which they certainly have been, and Wendy is a extremely damaged individual, as you can tell from Mom over the years. I'm not saying she did any. I honest to God, don't know that she knew that her family killed Dan Markell. I think she could have had her head in the sand or have been so conditioned to just be used to their insanity and the things they spew out that it was just more stuff. Mm-hmm. But I look at Wendy, after if that's your mother, if that's the person that raised you, and I don't say this with hate or angst, you're going to be damaged. Anybody who grew up with that as mom is going to be damaged. Charlie's damaged. Everyone's damaged because of Mom. So I think you got Wendy, just as you can tell here, and how extremely bizarrely immature she is on so many facets of life at this stage in the game, mm-hmm. really just shows her utter dependence, codependence, if you will, which would take us back to the enmeshment of the family. But apparently, no contact since 2023. That's interesting. Let's look at this.
When was the last time you spoke to your mother, Donna Adelson, as we sit here today?
November of 2023.
Okay. And so she hasn't given you any information or advice about how to testify in court, has
no,
she?
Ma'am. No.
What about, you did offer testimony in November of 2023 as well, right, on a related case?
Yes, okay. October.
And did your mom, when you spoke to her in November of 2023, offer you any advice or thoughts about how you should act or behave or what you should say in court?
Yes.
She did?
She did.
And what was that?
I can't tell you. I remember exactly, but she was hoping I would be supportive of my brother.
Okay. And did she, do you know what her thoughts were afterwards?
I do.
Okay. And what were they?
She was devastated.
She didn't feel you were supportive.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other stuff that was going on wasn't a deal breaker, but now we hit that line. Now we found that place where, okay, that was a bridge too far.
Well, and
I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, well, this is what happens when you're growing up in that sort of chaos. There is no, the goalposts are always moving, and they're moving at the behest of the matriarch or the big narcissist that's controlling the game.
Yeah.
So this is why she's not so shocked by half of this stuff in court. This is normal. This is the Adelsons. This is life.
Well, and thank you for bringing that up, because I'm just sitting here like, I can't believe she's putting up with this. Well, again, you're right. This is what she's used to. And it's so easy to just gloss over stuff instead of fighting it. Mm-hmm. Because you're just used to it. It's what you've known for X amount of years.
And she's averse to confrontation. We just heard that from her own words. So
conflict avoidance.
And why is that? Because I'm sure if you ever confronted Donna in any of the years before the murder on anything, it wouldn't have ended well in your favor. It would have been heartache. It would have been headache. It would have been manipulation. It would have been guilt tripping. It would have been every trick in the narcissistic mother's playbook of trying to get what she wanted. And at some point you just go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to tell you shit. And, you know, I feel like maybe she finally got there after murder. But sometimes it takes that far for someone to realize just how insane their family dynamics are. Wendy was also very, I think, revealing in that police interview early on. This is really what put the whole damn thing into motion. She's going to talk about it here.
Why did you tell Investigator Isom in your law enforcement interview that you were worried the police, or you were worried, I guess, in the police car on the way to be interviewed, that you might be considered a suspect?
Because I couldn't think of anything bad going on in his life other than the divorce. And frequently the ex-wife is a suspect.
Were you treated as a suspect?
I was not.
But you mentioned 9 times in your law enforcement interview being a suspect. Didn't you?
I did, yes.
When you were approached at the restaurant you weren't yet told that this was a shooting, were you?
I was not.
You were only told something happened with your ex-husband.
I don't even know if I was told that. I was very scared something happened to my kids, and that's why law enforcement was there, and they wouldn't tell me what was going on.
But they did reassure you that the kids were fine. You remember
that? They told
me
that law enforcement officers were with the children, which terrified me because I didn't know why my children would need law enforcement officers.
So you didn't know what this was about at all when you were in the police car?
In the car, they told me.
Okay. In the car, they told you what?
They said, your ex-husband has been shot.
Okay. So that you learned that information prior to getting into the interview room?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember allowing law enforcement to take possession of your computer in that interview?
I told law enforcement to search my phone, search my computer, search my house, search my car. I was trying to be helpful.
Do you remember saying that it was okay for them to take the computer and keep it even though you had work things on there because you didn't think you would be going back to work?
I remember thinking it wasn't important. I couldn't imagine. My life fell apart.
But
so,
you didn't go back to work, did you, at FSU?
I did actually go back, not physically present, but I was still on the FSU payroll until December of that year.
Okay. In that interview with law enforcement, did you suggest that your parents are people who may have been angry enough to kill Dan Markell?
I suggested a lot of people who could have been angry enough to kill Danny.
And were some of the people my parents?
Yes.
But you said in the interview that you didn't think they were capable of it, didn't you?
I did.
If your mom wasn't capable of it, did she have anyone that she could enlist to assist her?
I don't know.
What was your first thought when you were asked if anyone might have murdered Dan Markell for your benefit?
I thought maybe a crazed friend or a former student.
It's not what you said, though, is it?
I don't remember exactly what I said first.
Fuck you, Dylan.
Well, Charlie, right?
If that's what I said, then you have it there. But I don't remember who I listed first.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you remember,
the jury,
Wendy.
You definitely did say Charlie as one of those people.
I did.
Do you remember saying, if somebody tried to kill my ex-husband, they should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law?
Yes.
And Isom says, regardless of who it is. And do you recall your answer?
I do recall my answer.
Okay.
What was that? I think I was hoping it wasn't anyone in my family. And so that idea that it was someone in my family gave me pause.
All right. But that wasn't your answer, was it?
I don't remember word for word what okay. I said, but that was my sentiment at the time.
Was your answer for court and counsel? This is law enforcement interview page 122, lines 7 through 12. If somebody tried to kill my ex-husband, they should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Question, regardless of who it is, answer, I mean, it would be different if I thought it were my brother.
Oh, she brought the receipts.
And that's where the wheels started moving. So Wendy did a bang up job today on the stand. Her brother, not Charlie, also took the stand. And I think we're going to be taking a look at some of those pieces tomorrow on that, because I caught a little bit of it. Right. It's going on like literally as we're recording this. And I caught a few minutes of that and was like, I was on my porch upstairs. I take a little break in the afternoon for 10 minutes. I know. I do 10 minutes. I have a energy bar, and I usually smoke a little, you know, and relax for a moment. And I was watching the watching that, and I think my neighbors heard me go, oh!
They just thought it was another day, though.
They probably did. But I can be vocal, but I'm like, I was pretty vocal. I was like, whoa. It was like big moments of things he was saying. I'm like, well, she's going to prison forever.
Right.
He said he remembers. He remembers all the oddities of the Adelsons. He remembers all the weird conversations and Donna suddenly shutting down conversations when it talked about Dan Markell and death and, you know, a hitman and all those sort of things. And just, she was just, let's keep going down my road. Let's keep talking about the things I want to do and the way I want to do it. And it's an interesting one, but bravo to him for calling out his monster family. So yeah, that's the latest on the Adelsons. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are on Wendy's testimony today. I think a lot of us are really interested in it. Do you think she knew about the murder? That's the question. So let us know in the comments. Do you think she was, there's a lot of ways of looking at it. Do you think she knew about it before it happened? I think that's the biggest question, that her family was involved before it happened. And then was she aware of it after it happened that her family was involved in it? I feel like she started to really have a sinking feeling that it was, considering she vomited at dinner.
Yeah.
And I think the realization came. But did she know more before? And because she doesn't like confrontation, avoided any sort of confrontation that would have prevented the father of her children from being murdered. Tell me in the comments section what your thoughts are there on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. Make that same search wherever you're downloading podcasts to find us there as well. Until next time, for Todd, for Stacey, and myself, we will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.